Good morning. I'm Roxanne Scafidi, and welcome back to High Desert Dialogue in its new form. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. Myself and my good friend Regina Witherspoon Bell are very excited to bring this program back to you to engage, educate, and entertain and connect our local High Desert community with a local focus. We hope you enjoy. Let's get to it.
Well, good morning. I am really excited this morning. We've got a special guest. Miss Tasha Champion is here with us. She is just an amazing, what we call, phenomenal woman here in the High Desert. Tasha is amazing. She is, of course, a cancer survivor. She is an author. She's a life coach. She has her own business where she does a lot of guest speaking. She's got her own podcast and cable show, and just a wealth of information, inspiration, motivation, all things positive. So, Tasha, welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you for having me. I am excited.
And so what we want to do is, because there's so much information, you know, we're at the beginning of a year, actually. And so everybody has got, whether it's resolutions or, you know, goals or that kind of thing that they're trying to kind of put into play. We thought that we'd explore that with you by talking to us a little bit, giving us some tips, some ideas of how to actually take those things and make those things into our truth, our reality, and achieve some of our goals. And so this is going to be a lot of information we're going to try and get out there to our community. But I think it's all valuable, worthwhile information. And so we're just going to get started by just jumping in and talking about, we're here 2024.
Yes.
Right. And so as people are coming out from that COVID cloud, and really trying to regain, I guess, our lives. Mm-hmm. Can you share with us or talk to us about some ways that we might be able to establish goals? Some of us call them resolutions. Some of us just say out with the old, in with the new.
Right. Well, number one, resolution is a term that people feel obligated to, because we're coming off of the end of a year, we're going into our new year. And since the beginning of our time, you hear, set your New Year's resolutions, mm-hmm. make sure you have a resolution for this year. And so people really set those under feeling obligated to set one. Mm-hmm. And then when you feel obligated to do something, what happens is the guilt starts to set in and you start to think of different excuses of why you don't want to do this or why you don't want to do that. And then you're like, but I said I was going to do it. And truth is, actually, about 62% of people set resolutions out of obligation, and only about 9% of people keep their resolution for the new year.
Wow.
So it is a very small percentage of people that actually set that goal and then continue on with it.
So wait, say that again, 62%.
62% of people feel obligated mm-hmm. to actually set a New Year's resolution. It's not something that they really are seeking in their life. It's just we're taught that we're supposed to have one.
Okay.
So they set it without really the heart to, without really having the heart to go, is this what I really, really want for myself?
Right. So yeah. So today we're freeing 62%.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You have to free yourself from that, because we need to look at what is it in your life that you truly desire. And then to tap in even further and make sure it's something that you want and not something that societal norms have put on you, making sure it's not something your family has put on you. What is it when you wake up and you look in the mirror and you say, this is what I truly want for my life? That's when you can really begin to make those things happen, because it's not because of other people.
Right. So now with that, is there maybe for us who are wrapping our minds around that concept now, are there some tips? Are there maybe 3 to 5 things that you can share with us that says this will help you get on the path to not feeling obligated? Right? but Absolutely. Really embracing that you're ready to make these changes or transformations or whatever.
Yes. Okay. So the first thing that we need to do is let's leave 2023 where it is.
Okay.
It ended on December 31st. You can't change whatever happened. So, and the reason why I say we have to let go of it is because there are things that you thought about doing in 2023 that you didn't do.
Right.
Whether it was laziness, procrastination, not enough time, maybe you just didn't put more into it, you didn't have more thought, whatever it is, you cannot change that you didn't get it done in 2023. And if you don't let that go, then what happens is you bring in some of those same thoughts and behaviors into your new year. And you begin to doubt yourself, like, am I going to really be able to do it this year? Is this going to be the time? Or you'll amp yourself up with no plan. You'll amp yourself up with no plan. And then it kind of falters. And now there's this guilt. So the first thing is just let go of whatever didn't get done in 2023.
Okay, so Roxanne, first thing is we letting go.
We are letting go, but Tasha, when you're saying about letting go 2023, do you not recommend, say we set a resolution for 2023, but we didn't accomplish it, can we bring that into the new year, or you don't recommend that in your experience?
Absolutely.
When you say letting go.
Right, so absolutely, you can bring it into the new year. My in saying let it go, it is why it didn't get done,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever reason you didn't accomplish something.
Let that go.
Let that go.
Yeah.
Let that go. But you can absolutely bring in your goals from last year.
Mm-hmm.
But now let's bring it in with a plan.
Right.
Let's bring it in with more motivation.
Right.
Let's bring that in with more support.
Because sometimes, don't you think that we think, if we didn't get it accomplished in that year, it's our fault, it's something we did. And maybe we didn't understand that this can't be accomplished in a year.
Exactly.
Right? So with that understanding, we bring it forward.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Got yes.
it.
Yes, because we don't want to hold the negative thoughts of why we didn't get something done. Because if you do that, you're going to bring those same thoughts into this year. Right?
Right.
And we can shift that. We can really change it. So let's let go of this idea of why you didn't get something done. And let's look at how you can get it done.
Okay. Now, is that tip number one?
So that's tip number one. So
okay.
Tip number two is let's create a plan. Okay. You get to have a plan to bring something into fruition that you want. So what do we do? Let's look at December 31st, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to be? What are your goals? What do you want to accomplish? What is your time frame? And I always say, start by writing yourself a letter of where you want to be on December 31st, 2024. And you're going to write that letter as though you have accomplished everything. Okay? You're going to list those goals out. List what it feels like to celebrate, to feel into achieving that. Because once you can list them all out, once you can see it, now you can begin to look at what are the steps I need to do to bring this into fruition. So we're looking at December 31st. Great. So now let's look at maybe September 30th, what needs to get accomplished. Now let's look at maybe July 30th, what needs to get accomplished. So we want to begin to reverse engineer so that you can create the steps that you need to make that goal happen on December 31st.
Right, to really get to the finish line.
Exactly. And what happens is people are so focused on achieving a goal that they forget the steps.
Mm-hmm.
And they forget that those steps have a journey. So how I always like to explain it is, if I put an extra large pizza in front of you and I say, eat this, the goal is to eat the pizza, you can't shove all of that in your mouth at one time. So what do? You take one slice. You don't shove the slice. You take the slice and you take bite by bite.
One so it's at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Take small bites at achieving the goal. Let the goal be grandiose. Let it be amazing. Let it be beautiful. But then look at, now what steps do I get to take? And understand that there's a journey involved in that.
Right. So creating the plan is essential.
It's essential.
Okay.
It's essential.
Okay.
Okay. Number three is to look around you and ask, what support do I need? And what support am I willing to allow? Because far too many times, especially for women, we have this thing that we have to be independent. We have to do things on our own. If we ask for help, we look weak. None of that is true. Because remember, all around you are resources. All around you, and I'm speaking to myself because I struggled with support for a very long time. I struggled to accept support, right? So you get to allow yourself to be supported. Think about the people you've supported in your life and the karmic reaction of that. Now it's, oh, well, people can support me too.
Right.
So you have to be willing to step out of your comfort zone and ask for the support that you need.
Yes.
What does that look like? Write down your immediate circle. Write down the people outside of that immediate circle. Write down what each person brings to the table. What do they do for work? What do they do for fun? How do they network? And begin to kind of put together this picture of, okay, if I need to know more about marketing, who in my life has more experience with marketing?
Right.
Right? If you need to know more about social media, look at your inner circle. Who has thousands of followers? Who's great at doing reels? You need to look at who's right in your circle and ask for the support.
Right. Or who knows how to make a great meatloaf, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Right. But I want to touch on that a little bit more because I think that's a huge point. And I know that you said particularly for us as women, but I also see that for men.
Absolutely.
As well, right? Of not asking for what we need,
mm-hmm.
right? So like for my husband, he needs to know direction sometimes, right? And it's okay to ask for those directions, right?
Yes.
And I think also it speaks to what this show is really dedicated to is community. Mm-hmm. And what you're talking about is really how we build our communities.
Yes.
Right? I love that. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So that's step three.
That is step three. We have to allow ourselves to be supported.
Okay.
Okay? So, but that starts with asking. Step four is going to be, it kind of goes with support, but it's also that accountability.
Okay.
You need to hold yourself accountable first if you want to be able to hold others accountable.
Okay.
Because a lot of times we're shifting and we're moving through life and we want to hold everyone else accountable for what they said they were going to do or what they offered. But when we look in the mirror, have we held that same accountability to ourselves?
Okay.
How are you holding yourself accountable for the goals that you want to reach?
Okay.
Okay.
Now that's step four. And step five?
Step five is show up.
Okay.
Show up massively. Take massive, imperfect action, right? To reach those goals. Be okay with making a mistake. A mistake is simply a detour in the right direction. If you learn that this doesn't work, how powerful is that? Because now there's an opportunity to learn what does.
Right.
So when you show up completely, you accept that, okay, there might be a mistake that I make, no problem. There might be a no that I'm told, no problem. Have a fearless, bold energy about reaching that goal. And it starts with every single day waking up and showing up. What is one thing I can do today to reach that goal?
To reach that goal. And the show up part of it, really, it folds back into the accountability piece.
Yes.
It folds back into the look around and be aware of what you support and how you can be supported, right?
Yep.
And then falls back into checking that plan.
Yep.
Right? And then letting go.
And letting go.
And letting go.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, Tasha, that's an amazing five steps for us. I mean, I think anybody can grab a hold of that and start to run with that. It's while it's simplistic enough, it's also hardy enough to help us not only get through establishing some goals for the year, but also helping to just guide us in navigating through life.
Yes, things don't have to be complicated.
Right, so keep it keep it simple where you can, right?
Absolutely.
I love it. I think that we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back because while you have given us some golden nuggets to get us started for the year, we still want to talk about some of the other things that you do and have to offer to this community with a sense of wellness of mind, body, and spirit.
Yes.
So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and follow up and go a little bit deeper and talk about the Shenomenal Movement and those things that you've done.
Let's do it.
All right. We'll be right back. We're going to take a look at some of the events happening this week here in the High Desert. Stay tuned. All right, let's take a look at what's happening in the High Desert this week. San Bernardino County is still looking for volunteers for the Point in Time Count 2024. Volunteers are needed to help count the unsheltered and make a difference. This event is taking place on January 25th. If you are interested in volunteering and want to find out more, you can contact and find out more at sbchp.sbcounty.gov.
So, okay, we are back with today's guest, Ms. Tasha Champion. And if you just are tuning in, I'll tell you a little bit about this wonderful, phenomenal woman that we've been listening to this morning, helping us get our five steps to better, being better this year, right? Tasha Champion is just that. She's a champion. This is a woman who has overcome breast cancer. She has started a phenomenal movement here in the High Desert as well as across our country with a project that she created about 3 years ago, was it, Tasha?
Yeah,
about three years ago. She's going to talk to us a little bit about that. Just amazing. She's an amazing guest speaker. She's an amazing life coach. And so instead of me telling you about her, I'm going to allow her to tell you about her. So Tasha, again, welcome. Thank you for being here. And we've got an audience that's just dying to hear what you have to share, all things positive.
Yeah, again, thank you guys so much for having me. Yeah, Phenomenal has really become a movement. It started as an anthology book, which Regina, you are a part of. She's one of the co-authors. And this book was really about allowing women the opportunity to share a challenge that they were able to overcome. Because oftentimes we find ourselves making more excuses as to why we're staying in a situation or why we're living life that way.
Right.
And in Phenomenal Women, we have 23 just amazing women sharing, yes, I went through this, but at some point I had to give up these excuses and make a way through this challenging time in my life. And the book went on to become an Amazon number one bestseller. And from there, we have now created the Phenomenal Women's Brunch. 2024 is our fourth year.
Yes.
It's a sold out brunch every year, which I'm super, super proud of. And this year it's going to be September 21st.
Okay.
So I would love to come back and share more about
Absolutely.
It as we get closer.
As we get closer.
Absolutely. But in that movement, this is really about helping women embark on a journey of self-discovery, right? Just really fostering their authenticity, healing from those past hurts and emotional roller coasters. Phenomenal is about showing women how to powerfully step into the woman that they were born to be and that they desire to be.
Yes.
You know, you can use those past hurts to really elevate your life. And that's what this Phenomenal Movement is about. How do we hold each other's hands? How do we hold each other accountable?
Right.
But how do I say to you, I don't care what you've been through. I want you to look in a mirror and see how much power and beauty you hold. And it starts with you, not being a mom, not being a wife, not being a sister or a daughter. It starts specifically with you. And so we go on that journey of self-discovery so that we can bring our mind, body, soul, and spirit into harmony.
And Tasha, what I love about this movement is that it is diverse in age.
Yes.
It is diverse for us as women. So there's not a particular demographic or particular type or style of woman
right.
that can embrace and be a part of this movement. It's for all of us. And one of the things I love is that you have incorporated, and there's no greater showing of that than at the Phenomenal Brunch, where we get to see our young girls, our little girls, being in that space and stepping into the power of who they are,
yes.
right? And I wanted to share that because I think that's so powerful, and I want our listeners out there, especially for women, to know that if any of this is kind of hitting home for them, it's for you, right? I don't care if you're 76 years old,
right?
82 years old, right? 16 years old. This is for you.
It's the space. It yes. is a beautiful space to be in. You're surrounded, like you said, amongst a diverse set of women from all different backgrounds, all walks of life. But what we all have in common is that we are there to embrace one another. We're there to network. We're there to learn. And we're there to feel our best. That is the goal of being a Phenomenal Woman.
Yes. Tasha, you are so full of joy, inspiration, motivation. I know we're going to have you back, but I don't want you to leave today without sharing how some of the things that you're going to be doing here locally in the near future, how our listeners can reach out to you and connect, whether they want to do that on one-on-one, whether they want to invite you in to be part of their organization as a guest speaker. So talk to us a little bit about that before we have to say goodbye.
All right. And I would love to definitely come back. So you can definitely find me on social media. With Instagram, it's The Phenomenal Coach. On Facebook, it's Tasha Phenomenal Champion. I also do a High Desert Sister Circle of Supportive Souls.
Great.
So once a week, women come together and we learn and we fellowship in a very sacred space. And we create this beautiful container. So you're welcome to join me in that. I'm also going to be doing a couple of different engagements up here. I'll be emceeing one of the women's events at the college in March.
Great.
Okay. And then I will also I'll be the host of a women's panel at the health fair on February 3rd here at the college. If you want to connect with me, if you feel like I have things that feel stagnant in me, I don't know how to be my best, I want to become the woman I feel in my soul and I want to bring her out,
right.
you know, with power.
Breakthrough.
Yes,
yes.
That's your time to contact me. Like, let's see what you need to do, because you were born Phenomenal. You are Phenomenal. And there is this fierceness about every single woman. And we need to explore her. We
right.
need to bring her out and let her shine. There's no need to play small in this big world. And I'm here to just help you become big.
Now, is there a phone number, website, any of that where they
yes.
can connect with you, or these events you talked about? Do they contact the college for that?
So you can go to Phenomenal.com, Phenomenal. You can email me at Tasha@Phenomenal.com. Of course, you can send me messages on any of the social media platforms. And you can also contact me directly, 424-265-2235. I would love to connect with more women and just, you know, let's work together to make this year as grand as you see it. Let's reach beyond your dreams. Remember, the sky is not your limit, because if you say that, then you're limiting yourself. Let's go beyond.
Yes. Tasha, I want to thank you for coming and sharing this time with us today. If by chance you missed that contact information, you can reach out to us here at the station and we'll get that information to you and get you connected. Definitely want to invite you back to share, and wishing you all things well and positive. Thank you so much for being with us
today. Thank you for having me.
Well, we have a few more minutes to talk about some more High Desert events happening this week in the High Deserts. Snowflake Crafts happening on Sunday, January 21st at Mojave Narrows Regional Park from 12 to 2 p.m. For our veterans, in appreciation of your service, there are free veterans legal clinics happening every third Tuesday of each month from 1 to 4 p.m. from San Bernardino County. Meetings are conducted via telephone. You can call for an appointment and to find out more at 909-382-3280. For legal advice and counsel, assistance, and resources in the areas of healthcare, consumer law, license renewals, other civil legal issues, and much more. And if you loved our conversation this week with Tasha Champion, she will be a guest speaker at A Better Way Victor Valley Domestic Violence, their Women's Empowerment Workshops happening on February 1st from 9 to 12 p.m. The topic is Unmasking the Silence. It is open to all women ages 18 plus. And the location is 14070 Hesperia Road, Suite 101 in Victorville. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next weekend.
So we want to thank you for listening. We want you to also be a part of this programming. And so we're asking you to share ideas, events, interesting people that you as community want to hear from. Reach out to us at 760-241-1313 and let us know who you want to hear from and who we should be talking to. Take care until next week.